Senator Amy Klobuchar is suspending her campaign and will endorse Joe Biden at a rally tonight. Pete Buttigieg is also reportedly endorsing Biden after suspending his campaign yesterday. NPR's Sue Davis joins us now. Sue, this seems like good news for Biden and maybe bad news for Bernie Sanders ahead of tomorrow's Super Tuesday contest. How do you see it?
It's great news for Biden. You know, he had that decisive win in the South Carolina primary, much higher margin of victory than even anticipated coming out of South Carolina. And he seems to have all the energy. You are seeing some establishment Democrats rally behind Biden. Klobuchar also was up in Minnesota as a Super Tuesday state. I think she wanted to get out ahead of that contest and put her support behind the candidate she wants to see. The kind of move that could also reward you if Joe Biden is the next president. He won't forget Amy Klobuchar. Also today, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has come out and endorsed Joe Biden. A very interesting statement for someone who is sort of the godfather of the Democratic Party in Nevada and an establishment player, someone who, when he was in office, tended to stay out of these kind of fights, who didn't want to look like he was putting a thumb on the scale. Certainly seems to be sending a message that the quote-unquote establishment is trying to do everything it can to boost Biden going into the all-important Super Tuesday contest.
Could Bernie Sanders, though, use this to his advantage and say, look, the party is trying to stop me?
He can, he will, he has, and he will certainly get some support from President Donald Trump in that regard. The president has been tweeting about that extensively, suggesting that the party's trying to take it from him. One thing to remember here, the rules of the road in 2020 are different than they were in 2016. And by that, I mean the DNC changed the rules of how they nominate the president, essentially to accommodate Bernie Sanders. So Bernie's, the Sanders' ability to complain about the process this time isn't going to work as well, considering how many steps and how far the DNC and how far the Democratic Party went to make clear that the nomination process would not be done in a way that would be seen to be negatively affecting Sanders. It was written by rules that he endorsed, he supported. And so saying that it's not fair might not have the same resonance with Democratic voters today.
That is NPR's Sue Davis.